Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. And this is the Faith Cafe, and I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. Thank you so much for tuning in today on this beautiful day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go right into prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you, Father God, for you are God. You're our rock, our God. You're our fortress. You are our strong tower. And Father, we thank you because you're our great and exceeding reward. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for all, Father God, that you've done for us. And thank you, Father God, what you're going to do. We just give you thanks and praise for who you are, Father God. Thank you for your word, because your word is a lamp unto thy feet and it's a light unto thy path, Father. We thank you because the entrance of your word, it brings light and it brings understanding. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name, Father God. And we ask that you prepare each and every heart to receive your word, that your word will be received with gladness, Father God, and it will bring forth fruit in each and every hearer's life, life-changing fruit, where the fruit will remain in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you the thanks, give you the praise, and the glory and all is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are victorious in him no matter what. We are victors. We are overcomers. We are not a victim, but we are victors. Hallelujah. We overcome. We are victorious in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. He has called us out of darkness to his marvelous light. And with him calling us out of darkness, we are to show forth the praises unto him that have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And he said, to let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. And all of you hearing, listening at me out there, and you're in Christ, he has redeemed you. He has saved you, redeemed you, you know, from the curse of the law, and has brought you out of darkness into marvelous light. And you are to show forth God's praise, show forth his goodness and his mercy unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And before I get started, I want to wish all of the mothers a happy Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. You have a wonderful, 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 wonderful time. Just have a blessed day, because mothers are very, very important. You know, but Timothy, he was raised up by his mother and his grandmother, how they taught him. You know, Eunice and Lois, they taught him, raised him up, and in the gospel, in the truth. So mothers are important, mothers and grandmothers. Praise God. And I can personally attest to that. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I have a lesson for you today. It is having the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ. And a foundation scripture is Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. And it reads, let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ. Okay? So we're to let the mind that Christ had, we're to let that same mind be in us. Okay? And in order to let that mind be in us, the changes must come forth, okay? What he did, let's go look at a little bit here, kind of dissect this scripture here. Okay, we're to have the attitude that he had, the purpose, and be an example of his humility. He was humble. We're to have that same humbleness. We're to have that attitude and purpose. So we are to be an example of what humility is, and a lot of us don't want that. Nobody wants humility. You know, that's just something people don't want to do. But it's required in order for us to follow Christ and fulfill the purpose, the destiny in which he has for us. It's necessary. It's absolutely necessary. Let's go on and let's look at what verse 6 says. Verse 6 says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And verse 7 says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Okay? So Jesus here, he was one with the Father, which he possessed all the same the attributes. The fullness of God with him was not an issue of being equal with God. It wasn't an issue. He eagerly embraced that. As he stripped himself of all his deity, all that he had, all the privileges. He was there. He was a son of God, so he had privileges. And he stripped himself of all of that. Nobody stripped him. God didn't strip him of it, or no one stripped him of it. He stripped himself of that. Okay? So he would become, and he was the son of God, and he taken on form of a servant when he stripped himself. And a servant basically is simply a slave. Some of us don't really like to use that word slave, you know, but that's basically what a servant is. You're serving others, so you're serving what others want. You're the servant to them. So he taken that on. He just set aside all his privileges, his deity, and all it was rightfully his. But he chose to give all of that up and take on the form of a servant. So that's in order for us to have the mind of Christ. We do have to die to flesh. We got to die to what's familiar to us. You know, when we come out of the world, we're used to a certain mindset. We're used to doing things a certain way. It's according to the world, because whatever the world does, everything is acceptable in the world. There's no guidelines, you know, to what's acceptable. They do whatever they feel is right and acceptable in their own eyes. And when we come to Christ, we have to renew our mind. All that old way of thinking has to be, you know, we have to get rid of that old way of thinking. You know, used to say, my father in the gospel used to say, get rid of the stinking thinking. And we must renew our mind so our mind will be in alignment with God's word. And in order to do that, you may say, how can you do it? How do you renew your mind? You renew your mind by hearing the word of God, and not just hearing one time, but hearing and hearing and constantly hearing the word of God. Where when we constantly hearing that word, and we allowing the word in us, we allowing to hear that word, we're receiving that word, then that word is taking root in our heart. And when that word takes root in your heart, things begin to change. You know, our mind will become renewed because we're receiving the word. And there are people that can sit up under the word and hear the word, but they're not allowing the word to become to take root in their heart. They're not allowing the word to change you, because when you allow the word to take root in your heart, you allowing it to change you. When it begins to change you, your mind is going to be renewed. You're going to think differently. You're going to react differently. You're going to react differently. Because the word tells us that we are not to just be a doer of the word, but we're to be hearers. We're not to just be a hearer of the word. We're to be a doer of the word. And when we began to be a doer of the word, our walk change, our talk change, you know, how we live change, conversation, everything becomes and becomes in line with the word of God. All is alignment. Our conversation, our lifestyle, you know, it all becomes in alignment with the word of God. And you understand the purpose in which God called you to. We all have a purpose. We all have a destiny to fulfill. And in order to fulfill it, you know, the purpose that God has for us, the mind has to constantly be renewed. We can't think the way we used to think. We've got to be in line with the word of God. And that's not something that will just happen overnight. This is why you got to keep hearing the word of God. Keep hearing, keep putting the word of God in you. You know, however way you can, you reading, you studying, going to Bible studies, you know, going to church, hearing the minister bring the word of God, but constantly renewing your mind so that you can get rid of that old carnal mindset. You would get rid of all of that carnal thinking, because the world's way is not God's way. He says the world is an enemy of God. So carnality is not your friend, you know, and it's contrary to the word of God. So we in order for us to follow Christ, we must get rid of the carnal thinking, the carnal mind, and have the mind renewed with the word of God. They say, how you renew? By hearing, take root. Let the word take root. Okay? Not to conform ourselves to the world. Okay? Let's look at, and if you were in the world, which we all have been, we're to let go of that old mindset. Let go of all of that. And God, then let God. We have to make a conscious decision that I want to follow God. I want to follow him. You know, I want my mind renewed. I want to fulfill my purpose. I want to fulfill the purpose in which God put me on this earth for. And all of us have a purpose. He put us here, to save, to bring others to him, to save others, to bring them to him. And we have a destiny to fulfill the great commission. Praise God. The great commission, go ye therefore, he said, and make disciples. So we're to go and we're to witness unto others and lead them to Christ. That's one of our purposes. That's the great purpose. That's the great commission. And he called us into other areas, you know, to fulfill his purposes and his plan for our lives. Let's look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Okay, he says to, and this is here, Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Ghost, to write this book. And he says, and be not conformed, Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise God. I know that's a very, very familiar scripture, but the word of God never gets old. Hallelujah. It never gets old. That's our roadmap in life, and we are to continually to follow it So it never gets old. Hallelujah. He says not to conform to the world. That don't, you know, that mindset, you know, we're not to conform to their ways of how they think, what they do. That's what's acceptable in the world. That's how they operate, their operation of things is not acceptable in the sight of God. That's, it goes, it's contrary to the word of God. So we're to transform our minds. Our minds has to be transformed, okay? So we're to pattern ourselves after God, where we're being transformed, we're being changed from the old worldly ways, you know, the old worldly way of living, the way of thinking, you know, and renew the mind where it's conformed to God's way. They say, what's God's way? God's way is his word. God and his word is one. And like I often say, tell people when they say, I want to know what the will of God is for me. I says, get in your word. Get in the word. God's will is his word. Hallelujah. It is his word. But he have a plan and a purpose and a destiny. And once you get into God's word and you begin to seek God, you begin to get in his word, you begin to seek him, you begin to renew your mind, and you get a full understanding of what your purpose is, God will show you, you know, what your purpose is, what your destiny is. He will begin to show you, but in order to get there, you must have your mind renewed, okay? Conform to a new attitude that we may prove what's good, acceptable, and what's the perfect will of God, okay? And the perfect will, meaning the perfect will of God, what's perfect in his sight, and in his, what's perfect in his sight for you. Praise God, and which is his word, and he will continually to show you in what he's called you to. And let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When we in Christ, we automatically, we accept him, we're to become a new creation. Say new creation, he said, old things are passed away. All things become new. Praise God. All those old places where we went out there when, before we came to Christ, you know, the clubs, you know, the house parties. Nothing wrong with house parties and all our parties and all we get together. But long as they're godly parties, where, you know, it's not all this other things that was going on that we had going on out in the world. You know, the alcohol, the drugs, the whole bit. But in Christ, you know, you old things pass away. In him, you are a new creation. You are a new creation, and those old things they should no longer be a part of our life. We're to kill those off. You kill them off by cutting it off. Don't continually to feed it. Just, you know, no longer, no longer feed those things, you know, because they're not of God. And we're new. And we're to continually renew our mind, okay? To continually renew our mind and sit up under the word of God every chance that you get the word. And your mind will become renewed and you will become what God called you to, because your mind will be renewed. You will have clear thinking. And it won't be thinking in a carnal manner. Okay. Everything that when he says all things become new and all things are of God, and praise God, and saints of God, we are to conform. No matter what it takes, we are to conform to God's way. God's way is the way, and it is the right way. Praise God. I want to look at Ephesians, the scripture in Ephesians that I would like to look at. I'm sorry, it's Romans. Let's see, get my glasses here a minute. That tells us that we are to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Praise God. So we are to be renewed in the spirit in whatever, however way we're thinking. Our spirit, you know, has to be renewed. The spirit of our mind has to be renewed. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So renewing the spirit of our mind, where our mind can totally be renewed by the word of God, where we would be conformed to God's way and not to conform to the ways of the world. Praise God. And that's all that I have for you on today. Praise God for you, and thank you once again for tuning in on today and taking time out wherever you're listening at. You're listening on Facebook, or you're listening on the in the studio or wherever. Thank you so much for your faithfulness to this ministry and the faithfulness to the Faith Cafe. Praise God for you. And I want to let you know tonight, tune in, you know, for prayer. And that's prayer changes things, and that's with Evangelist Janie Branch. And that's tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the Spirit Alive Network. So if you want prayer or you need prayer, you want to just tune in to Evangelist Janie, a beautiful sister in the Lord, to tune in unto her with her and get some prayer time in. Praise God. Amen. So remember 1 John 5:4, that whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter, and until next time, I say be ye transformed and have a blessed evening. Good night.